Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, while Superman is busily engaged in an effort to protect the valuable secret of his double identity, he is unaware that one of his dearest friends is in grave danger.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, one of the terrifically exciting things about this brand new series of comic buttons Kellogg's Pep is putting out is you've got a brand new set of friends to watch for when Mom opens a new package of Pep. Sure, they're all characters that you've been following in the funny papers for a long time. So when you get a button with a picture of Barney Google on it, well, you certainly don't need to be introduced. Or Flash Gordon, or Vitamin Flintheart, or Superman, or any of the 18 new and different buttons in this new series. And is it terrific fun to swap duplicates with your friends and to wear these smart-looking Pep comic buttons on your jacket or your dress or cap? They're so colorful and bright, really snappy. And the background is enamel clear white with the pictures done up in brilliant colors so they really show up. And you know what the best part is? You don't have to send in a single penny to get these keen-looking buttons. Not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. They come only as prizes, one in every package of that Sunshine cereal Kellogg's Pep. That's the come-on dish for breakfast, you know. The whole wheat flakes with a catchy sunshine flavor that really tickles your taste like anything. So ask Mom to get you plenty of P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
A letter in which Superman revealed his identity as Clark Kent, and which was to be opened only in the event of his death, fell into the hands of two pickpockets, who, in order to verify their startling information, placed a dynamite charge in Kent's telephone. Then, when Kent caused a report to be issued that he had been seriously injured in an explosion, the thieves were convinced that Kent was not Superman. But when the police found a glove which they believed had been lost by the mysterious dynamiter, Superman's fears for the safety of his secret identity were again aroused. For, as he explained to his friend, the famous Batman...
Inspector Henderson knows my handwriting. If he finds the man who has my letter... he'll know that I am also Clark Kent.
As we continue now, Superman and Batman have arrived at the Metropolis Police Crime Detection Laboratory, where we find them speaking to Sergeant O'Neill. Listen.
Say, you did find fingerprints in the glove, Sergeant O'Neill.
As fine a set as you'd ever want to see, Superman.
Have you identified them as yet?
Not yet, Batman. I was just going up to the Bureau to see if they match any in our file. If they do, we ought to have the man who tried to murder Clark Kent.
Sergeant, do you mind if we go with you? Well, we're very good friends of Kent's, and we're interested in this case.
Even more than that.
Well, come right along.
Oh, fine.
Thanks, Sergeant.
Now, this way. Follow me. This fingerprint sorting machine is almost human, you know.
Yes, it certainly is. You have the prints of every person you ever arrested on cards punched according to a specific system, don't you, Sergeant?
Yes, and if the prints I found in the glove match any in our files, the machine will stop.
Well, it hasn't stopped yet, and it's practically through that huge stack of cards. You know, Superman, looks like that glove was a false lead. Some innocent person must have dropped it.
I don't think so, Batman. It was found on the fire escape of Kent's apartment house. Wait a minute. The machine stopped.
Yes. Well, Sergeant, what's the answer to a $64 question?
Just a moment, please. Here we are. Number 3Y46-078.
I suppose that refers to a name in your file.
Yep, it does. And if you'll step across the hall with me to the master file, we'll find the name of the person whose fingerprints were found in the glove. Seven, 078. Here we are.
What's the name, Sergeant?
Henry Baker, alias Henry Cook.
Baker to Cook. What an imagination.
And several other aliases, commonly known as Eyebrows because of his thick, bushy brows.
You hear that, Batman? On a hunch that Perry White lost my letter in a taxi, I investigated and found that one of the passengers who rode in it that same day had thick, bushy eyebrows.
Well, maybe now we're getting someplace. Sergeant, what else do you have about this character?
Arrested for picking pockets in 1926 and again in 1929. Sentenced to 1 year in state prison.
A pickpocket, eh?
Uh-huh. Also arrested on suspicion of safe-breaking in 1932, but acquitted. Sentenced again for theft.
All right, thank you. That's enough, Sergeant. This fellow sounds like our man.
He sure does. Oh, Sergeant, what's the last address you have for him?
Let's see. Last known to be in California. Yeah, but he must have come back since we found his glove on Kent's fire escape.
Oh, yes, of course.
Well, I'm going in to report this to Inspector Henderson. He'll put out an alarm for this eyebrows character. You two coming along?
Oh, sure.
No,
yeah.
Thanks very much, Sergeant. But, wait, Superman. Batman. You go ahead, Sergeant.
All right, then. I'll be seeing you.
Right, and thanks again.
You're welcome.
Superman, what's the idea? Don't you think we should stick close to Henderson so when he picks up this eyebrows, we'll be right there?
Why, good'll that do. When Henderson picks him up, chances are he'll find my letter on him. He'll recognize my handwriting.
Yes,
he'll go over to my apartment and find out that Clark Kent wasn't even scratched by the explosion. Then he'll know the letter is genuine and that Kent is Superman.
Hey, that's right. Well, looks like he's got us.
He has. Unless we get to eyebrows first.
Well, how are we going to do that? We haven't even the least idea where he is.
Oh, yes, we have. A taxi driver took him to the Metropolis Hotel early this afternoon.
He did?
Uh-huh. I looked the hotel over, but didn't see a man with bushy eyebrows. It was only a vague clue, so I didn't go back. Now things are different.
You're not kidding.
So let's go.
I'm with you.
All right, hang on, chum. We're going through this window.
Let her rip.
Right.
Up and away!
Hey, you're getting me dizzy. Zipping around this hotel like a comet, Superman. Any sign of our friend with the eyebrows?
Not yet, Batman.
Hey, has it occurred to you he might not live here?
Huh?
That he only stopped by this afternoon for lunch or something?
Aren't you the cheerful soul?
I'm sorry, but we've got to face facts. Oh, and there's something else.
Yes?
Suppose he is here. We just can't pop in and demand the letter from him. That'll make him suspicious that you are Kent.
We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
If we come to it.
Well, it's my only... Uh-oh. Hey!
You put out your hand when you're going to jam on the brakes.
Sorry. Look.
At what?
That room straight ahead. There's a tall, dark man in there, and he's got black, bushy eyebrows.
Oh?
And there's a little fellow with him. Hang on, Batman. We're going to perch on their windowsill and see what goes on. Shade is down. They can't see us.
And you forget I have no X-ray vision, so I can't see them either or hear them.
Wait a minute. I'll open the window slightly. I don't think they'll notice.
Watch it. Easy.
No, they're too excited to notice. Once more now. I can hear the quiet.
No, I can't find it anyplace.
Speak this louder than a super good eyebrows.
I know, maybe not.
Oh, no? Movement. How about if you lost the glove in Kent's apartment?
I didn't, I tell you.
Shh. How do you know? You didn't know the glove not if you lost it at all.
I know, I know. But I'm sure I didn't lose it in Kent's apartment.
There are men.
I tell you, I didn't.
There are.
Anyhow, even if I did, how will the cops know it's my glove?
How? Didn't you read it to me yourself, out of the paper? How cops can get fingerprints out of the inside of his glove?
Yes, yes.
You know, he's got to blow out of here fast.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, look, wait, nothing. Kent is right there. If he dies, he'll be murderers.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, now, look, you can stay here if you want. I'm blowing.
Now, look, Bart, look here.
With you and your big ideas to make $1 million proving Kent was Superman, that made us candidates for the hot seat.
Now, Buster, wait.
No, I ain't waiting another minute. I'm going to throw my guns in a suitcase, and I'm blowing out of the country.
Maybe you're right. We better scram.
That's a relief, Batman.
A relief?
Yes, we know now that our little trick, my pretending to be seriously injured in the explosion, worked. They're convinced I'm not Superman.
Sure, but they must still have your letter.
Yes, but I still...
And if Inspector Henderson grabs them and recognizes your handwriting in the letter, you're still in trouble.
Henderson won't find the letter on them.
You mean you're going to take it away from them?
Well, not by force. As you pointed out before, that would make them suspicious all over again. And men can talk in jail.
Well, then how do you intend to work it?
Well, I can see the letter. It's in an overcoat on the bed.
Well, so what?
Well, the little fellow is across the room in the closet taking his clothes off the hooks.
Mm-hmm.
Eyebrows is at the dresser. So as soon as he turns his back... Uh-oh, wait a minute. There.
Look out there, near the window.
Relax. Now look, I'm going to be in and out of there like the wind, so be ready to take off on the fly when I come out.
Okay.
Eyebrows is walking over to the closet. Here goes. Come on, Batman.
Okay. You get the letter?
I sure did. You should have seen their faces when I heard that rush of wind. They're so scared they won't stop running till they get to South America.
Or until they run into Inspector Henderson's arms.
Oh, I'm not worried about that now since I've got the letter. Say, that reminds me, I'm supposed to be injured.
You mean Clark Kent is?
Uh-huh. I better get back to my apartment and stay in bed for a few days or a lot of people may ask embarrassing questions.
Never a dull moment, huh?
You said it. Here we go. Away!
Believe
relieved of the danger of exposure, Superman rockets back to his apartment with Batman, believing all his troubles are over. But unknown to him, a new and even greater menace is being leveled against him and against those he loves best at this very instant. We'll be back in a moment with the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by.
Hey, I'll bet you stand watch these days whenever it's time for Mom to open a new package of Kellogg's Pep. Yes, sir, it's a mighty exciting moment because you're all set for another new comic button to add to your collection. That's why Pep is putting out this brand new series, you know, because all the kids in the gang have been getting such a kick out of collecting those Pep comic buttons. So these 18 new and different characters just about double and quadruple the fun. And are these buttons snappy looking to wear pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap, done up in full comic strip colors on a gleaming white background? Why, the pictures of your funny paper favorites stand out like anything. Like Cindy, for instance, from Smilin' Jack. Boy, she's a honey. And Judy and Corky from Gasoline Alley. And Superman himself. Believe me, you wouldn't want to miss out on a single one of these new buttons. And you don't have to. No, sir. They're that easy to get. You just ask Mom to get the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep, and look for a comic button as a prize inside every package. And Pep's a prize when it comes to good eating at breakfast, too. So crisp and fresh and golden, full up with catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, too. Sure, Mom knows that. So remind her to get you some P-E-P, the Sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
In Willow Heights, the well-to-do suburb 18 miles from the heart of Metropolis, it is just after 11 o'clock at night. As in his small police station, Sheriff Johnson yawns and reaches for the ringing telephone on his desk.
Sheriff's office. Johnson speaking. Who? Oh, yes, Mr. Taylor. What? What's that? Perry, wait. When? Sure. You bet. I'll be right over. Yes, right away. Ed! Come on out to the car, hurry. Perry White's just been shot.
What? Perry White? Editor of the Daily Planet?
That's right. Come on, man, move. We've got to get right out to his house. Pronto.
Wide awake now, Sheriff Johnson, followed by his deputy, rushes from the little station house and into his car to investigate the report that Perry White has been shot. Who shot the gray-haired editor? Why? How serious is Superman's friend's injury? This begins a brand new and exciting Superman adventure, fellows and girls. It's full of excitement, mystery, thrills, and it gets underway tomorrow. So be sure to be with us then. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine cereal. Say, when you think of toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly, you just naturally go right on to Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. So toasty and sweet and mellow rich on a frosty morning. What a dish for breakfast. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. And you know about whole wheat, don't you? You know it's good for you. So get your wholesome whole wheat in crisp, crunchy, crinkly, Crumbles, Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman.
This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.